do the Bega Rally and Batemans Bay Rally and all those sorts of things around there. I've been fortunate enough to win it 6 times over the years, so I'd like to keep that going. I'd like to keep adding to that number if I could, but it's going to be very, very difficult with the amount of competition that's going to be there this year, but we'll certainly be there trying our best.
Okay, and do you hook up with your driver in times when you're not competing? How does all that work?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. There's a lot involved in rallying. We don't just sort of rock up on the day and jump in the car and race together. Batemans Bay and a lot of rallies these days, it used to be only at the world level, then it became national level, and it's filtered down now that we do have the opportunity to check out the course beforehand. So it's what we call a recce or reconnaissance. So we get to recce the course. Normally that's done twice. You get twice you're allowed to drive over the course in a road car at normal road rules, road speeds, all that sort of stuff. And we do that slow enough that we can write a complete description of the course. And then we put that into pace notes. So that's my job. The first pass of the recce, in this case, Richie's telling me exactly how he wants everything described, and I'm writing it down. Our second pass, we cruise through and I'm calling the pace notes that we've made to him, and we're adding or taking things out and refining those notes. And then these days with technology, obviously you do as much homework as you can, so we record on a video that reconnaissance, and then we go home and study the course a little bit more, add things to it, check that against our onboards from last year and the year before and all that sort of stuff. So these days it's way, way more than what it used to be. As I said, in the olden days, with the Batemans Bay Rally, we used to rock up there on a Friday afternoon and we were racing Saturday morning.
So how far in advance do you know the course these days?
Each rally is a little bit different. They probably tell us where the course is, show us the maps and all that around a month out. And then Batemans Bay, there's going to be around 90 cars in the field, so we like to spread it out and not have everyone on those roads on the Friday before, for example. So all the local crews and people that want to check out the course a little bit further in advance can go and do their course check earlier. And that just sort of helps spread the load on all the local traffic and all that sort of stuff. As I said, it's quite remote areas that we're in most of the time. And we are all sticking to the road rules and all that sort of thing anyway. If you did the recce too fast, you'd end up with terrible notes anyway.
Yeah, right.
Not the point of it at all. So, yeah, we've done all our homework already. The course is fairly similar to last year. We've got about 140 kilometres of competitive stages, and then linking that. So we, for example, we drive from Batemans Bay out to where the start of the first stage is in absolute road mode, everything normal. When we get out there, we stop just before the stage and we put our helmets and all our safety gear on, and the clock starts once we've checked in at a designated time, all that sort of thing. It's very, very strict with how it is. They're very relaxed on the times we have to get between places, so there's no speeding on road sections. There's no point to do that because you're sitting there for 10 minutes to get ready before the stage anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very well regulated, and all that sort of stuff we study beforehand. We pick where's a nice safe place to pull off the road and adjust our tyre pressures and do all those sorts of things. Normally we're out in the bush by then anyway. But yeah, there's a lot goes into it now. I'm sure the event organisers will tell you how many volunteers and all these sorts of stuff that we have.
Yeah, they were calling for volunteers last week. And so I know you're underplaying your chances of a third win in a row, but that's your aim, isn't it?
Yeah, we've started the mind games fairly early. Richie and I don't mind a bit of a prank and a bit of a rev up. So yeah, we've started our mind games with all the competition fairly early. But in perfect honesty, the factory Toyota team are coming with two very good crews in two very good cars run by a well-oiled machine as far as Neil Bates Motorsport is. So it's going to be very, very tricky to beat those guys. But they haven't been there the last couple of years, so maybe we have an advantage in some ways that they don't, etc. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out on the day.
Is Neil Bates racing?
Neil Bates is not racing. He has two sons competing now. They both drive for the factory Toyota team. And they may have started there because of their family history and the heritage with Toyota. But they're very, very well-established drivers now. And Harry, the eldest son, was fortunate enough to win the Australian Championship last year. So he's our national championship at the moment. He's the goalpost, I guess you'd say. And he could have won it a couple of years before that as well. He was a little bit unfortunate. And you know, there's luck and all sorts of different things that come into play in a rally.
It's going to be a great weekend, and of course the bush is not going to be as it was. You're going to be driving through probably a lot of fire affected areas. So
yeah, I can tell you it's devastating to see that. I've holidayed in that area and had a lot to do with the South Coast for a lot of years now, and I've ridden motorbikes through there and all sorts of things, camped out there with the family, and it looks very, very, very different. We were there about 2 weeks ago to look at the course, and there's spots. It's absolutely magnificent. There's spots up on Corpot Road that I had no idea you could see the ocean from there. So all the trees and the foliage that have burnt out through there makes for absolutely spectacular views. It is a very, very pretty place. That also means in some places you can see big drops off the side of the mountain when you're whizzing by. So we've added a few little cautions and braking points and slowdowns in areas that we probably didn't have in the notes before. But, yeah, it also shows some of the dangers as well.